You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because. Hey, are they ready to go yet? It's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
You know, there's never a shortage of stories. It's just overwhelming when you think about it.
Yeah.
We're all celebrating in the U.S., in Canada, the Liberal won. Mark Carney.
Oh, that's a good
took
thing.
The election instead of the Republican, who sounded very much like Trump. They were making comparisons. Wouldn't that have been fun? But anyway, now we have Mark Carney, who drew a hard line in the sand against the U.S. So good news. You know, somebody's got to play tough with Trump, and I think most of the countries are, since I haven't seen any agreements at all with the tariffs. Is there one?
Don't know.
I yeah.
100, Trump said there were 200 deals in the works yesterday or day before.
That's right. And then somebody pointed out there are 195 countries to deal with, so 200 deals is a little over. But then they said, no, those were the the underlying details.
Oh, side
deals. So they had 200. Underlying details. It didn't have to do with countries particularly.
But yeah, I thought that was including those islands that were only inhabited by penguins. You know,
could be.
Yeah,
those are the side deals.
Yeah. I know, and of course the excuse on the islands with penguins is that. Somebody might store their shipments there,
right?
To bypass the tariffs,
to get around the tariffs. Yeah, well, put them where the penguins live.
That would be the easy route.
I don't think they have any facilities there where the penguins live on that little island.
I don't think there are any docks or any kind of roads shipping lanes or anything like that.
Airports.
Oh, my God.
Well, good morning. That's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young. Producer Sam is in the box pushing the buttons and flipping switches, and it's Tuesday morning.
100 days now.
Yeah, this is 100 days of Donald Trump, and shouldn't that be enough? I mean, just give him a handshake and hit the road. That'd be nice if you could just say, you've done what you can do.
I think what you're saying
didn't really work out.
you're saying that this is a kind of probationary period.
Right.
Just like that the probationary federal workers.
Yeah,
you
get 90 days and that's it.
Yeah.
You got a review and
it didn't work out.
Sorry, John. The other good news is we really didn't get too much stormy weather here last night. Like all the weather people were predicting, we could be in for this or that, or tornadoes or hail and all that kind of stayed way to the north of us.
Yeah.
I think it hit Eau Claire and Wausau. I think it hit pretty heavily last night.
It looked really bad up north.
Up there, but.
There's got to be something going on here in Madison.
Yeah. Well,
we miss everything. You know, everything avoids this area.
Yeah.
This should be the safest part of the country.
Oh,
everybody should be flocking here, away from the earthquakes, away from the tornadoes, the hurricanes. Come here. The storms avoid Madison.
It's the progressive bubble.
Yeah,
that's it.
The weather likes us better, so it avoids us.
What is it, 34 square miles?
Well, I think
surrounded
it's
by reality.
I think,
was it?
Because of expansion now. I heard it was like 70 square miles.
Okay, 70. All right.
Something in that range.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's kind of cloudy this morning. A few breaks in the clouds. Yes, Sam?
Well, I was going to say, by the way, we mentioned it's Trump's 100th day in office.
Right.
Well, according to this one countdown, he's got 1,362 to go still.
Seems like a lot.
Oh, I don't think we're going to survive that.
Mm.
Actually, I don't I'm not expecting the country to be here in about 2 years. So it'll be nice to elect a new Congress.
Right?
Now, well, I'm looking for the new Congress. You know, the new Congress will probably be Democrats, but will there be a country to actually, you know, manage? And the guy in charge who signs all the bills, he's still there. So I don't think the Democrats will make any difference at all.
Well, we'll, you know, again, have to wait and see on that. But
I'm a big smiley face here on the horizon, aren't I?
Here was a ray of hope, John. Yesterday, I saw a little bit of Chuck Schumer. Remember him?
Oh,
and
yes, sadly.
You know what? They were interviewing Chuck, and Chuck said, well, we sent a very strongly worded letter to the White House. And that letter, the interviewer was pressing him. Oh, what was in the letter? You know, will you give us a response? If he responds to you, will you come back and tell us what we most certainly will. We'll let you know how he responds to our strongly worded letter. So that's, a little bit of backbone being shown Chuck Schumer.
That is
strongly worded letter. They get a lot of action.
You just made me very sad. I'm sure that it'll have something stamped in it like return to sender.
That's it.
Oh.
And on it goes. But let's get to the National Day Calendar, because every one of these days today, every single one of these days sounds like a fake day.
Okay? Wow.
So you ready for this?
Yeah.
Is it National Shrimp Scampi Day? National Zipper Day? National Peace Rose Day, National Magic Day. Which one of those days sounds like the real fake day?
National Magic Day is not real.
You are correct.
Oh, no kidding.
For a change.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought you would go for one of the other ones, like National Zipper Day. we're saluting the zipper.
Oh, God.
Yes. But let's start with National Shrimp Scampi Day. Are you a big fan of shrimp and food?
No, I do like shrimp a lot.
Yeah.
But we don't have it very often.
Yeah. Sam, how about you? You like shrimp?
I like shrimp. Scampi? I also don't have it very often.
Yeah. Well, on this day, we honor the delicious dish of shrimp cooked with butter, garlic, lemon juice, and white wine. Scampi is a culinary term or culinary term, take your pick, for small lobster known as... Nephrops? I don't know. I don't know the language of food.
Man, I'm
Langoustine or something else. And Dublin Bay prawns. Anyway, the day is a holy. This day is wholly dedicated to the buttery, garlicky, lemony, and wine-sauced preparation of shrimp. So, if you like shrimp, this is your day. Okay.
There you go.
Let's move on. National Zipper Day. Hey, we all love our zippers. Don't we? This day, April 29th, 1913, was the day that they patented the modern zipper. Mm-hmm. Boy, oh boy, that must have been a celebration. You kind of take it for granted, but the first attempt at creating the zipper came from the inventor of the sewing machine. In 1851, Elias Howe received a patent for the automatic continuous clothing closure. They didn't know what to call it yet.
Wow, I like that.
The continuous clothing closure. The automatic continuous clothing closure. That's quite a mouthful. However, Howe never marketed his invention and missed the recognition. Then they started calling it the clasp locker. That didn't stick around. But then they started manufacturing the Universal Fastener Company. Started making them in Chicago. They took it to the Chicago World's Fair in 1893. And then finally, in 1906, they hired a guy named Gideon Sundback, a Swedish-American electrical engineer. He was highly skilled. He got the grant for the modern zipper.
So
there's the history of the zipper.
No history of the name of the zipper?
Well, I'm
waiting for Mr.
Kind of self-explanatory, isn't it?
Mr. Ron Zipper hired later on.
Well, here it is. 1923, B.F. Goodrich. You remember them? They're the tire company. They popularized the word zipper as it applied to the use in boots and pouches that they made. And they copyrighted the name for the time. Okay.
Well, that sounds okay.
Probably after the the sound of it, I guess.
You know, the weird thing about zippers is that they make these fragile, breakable zippers.
Jeez.
Instead of these nice heavy duty zippers that are just super, super strong.
Right.
I don't know why they do that, you know? It's just
planned obsolescence.
You know, when the handle comes off the zipper or
right.
something happens, like you don't, there's no way to replace it. I know they have replacements,
right.
but it's almost impossible to put on. It never fits the actual zipper that you're trying to put the new replacement on. I have gone through this, as you can tell, I'm traumatized by trying to replace a zipper. I can't stand it anymore.
Well, they always seem to go out after a couple of years.
Yeah, but when it's your favorite jacket.
It's your favorite jacket, yes.
Yeah.
I guess you can get them replaced, but well, oh well.
You don't know what it's like, do you, Sam?
No, I've had to deal with plenty of bad
oh,
zippers
have?
Before. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not fun.
No.
It's National Peace Rose Day. The Peace Rose. I guess a lot of roses have special names
mm-hmm.
for
mm-hmm.
the people that do develop their
yeah.
different roses. This was developed by Francis Millind in France in somewhere between 1935 and 1939. Okay, let's get to the history book because that's it for the National
really?
Day
that's
calendar.
That's all
Sam,
we got.
Well, wow. yesterday we had to skip the history book. I feel bad because now it's
well, all the work
extra
put
dusty.
Into it.
I already got rid of all of yesterday's history. Do you
well,
just want to get to today?
Yeah.
Yes.
All
yeah,
right.
Why
I guess
not?
Well, you're right. It is dusty.
Open the book.
Well, let's there get to it, I guess. There he goes.
You know, the pollen count is really high. The tree yeah. pollen count?
It is.
Yeah, Charlie this morning, the Charlie Shortino guy.
Yes.
He said the tree pollen's really high. That's probably why your eyes were watering all day yesterday. So.
Yeah, are they still red today?
Yes.
Oh, man. Well, they're not watering as bad today, so that's good.
Okay. It's all today, the dust over there in that
yeah.
booth.
Yeah, you're right.
He's got all these problems, you know, with pollen. Of course, then he goes to a day camp.
yeah.
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So what is that? They're pumping it in here?
They yeah. must be. All of the dust and pollen. That's why I have so many issues. Anyway.
It seems to be, you know, just you.
well, I'm the only one who sits in here. I guess I haven't talked to
it's
Aaron
that
about
room.
It. But,
yeah, it might
yeah.
be that
it doesn't
room.
Have any, you know,
it
it's
be.
Really, we don't have a whole lot of fresh air in this building. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. But.
We have to open the WMDX weather window.
I know.
I'm telling you, every window can open at least once.
Yeah. By the way, we didn't get to the weather. The weather right now is 60 degrees, but temperatures are really going to stay pretty steady and drop off later on today. Okay, Sam, over to you.
All righty. 1429. You remember that like it's yesterday, right?
1429?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it was yeah. you know, this is something about Joan of Arc.
Right.
Yeah, during the Hundred Years' War between the English and the French. Can you imagine being at war for 100 years?
Mm.
Well. The city of Orleans in France was under siege by the British, and Joan of Arc showed up leading basically an army to break the siege, and she did a few days later, and it turned the tide of the Hundred Years' War.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. it means nothing
Could
at
you
all.
Sound
it
a little more sincere.
Yeah. yeah. right. Today, okay. jumping forward a little bit, mm-hmm. today in 1854, Lincoln University, which is the very first historically black college or university, mm-hmm. Was chartered on this day in history.
Really?
1854.
Wow, that's okay. kind of before the Civil War.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes.
That's strange. Okay.
Why is that strange?
Well, I don't know. I mean, people celebrating Lincoln right away, naming a university after
him. Well, I don't think he was named after Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, because he wasn't president yet.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Well, okay. Lincoln, Nebraska's university is up and running.
We'll have to do a little research on that one. Okay.
We'll have more history.
We'll circle back to that.
Come back in just a little.
Oh, really?
Really? Oh,
okay.
I'm sorry. I kind of interrupted the flow.
it's 20 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Give me a head with hair. Long, beautiful hair. Shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxen, waxing. Give me down to there.
Hair.
Shoulder length longer.
Hair.
Here, baby, there, mama. Everywhere, daddy, daddy, hair.
Oh, yeah. Hair. WMDX.
Grow it, show
92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. And I don't know if you listen to XM every once in a while, but the Underground Garage, they play a lot of the Cowsills.
Well, I haven't noticed that. But
oh, yeah.
They play a lot of good
stuff. Yeah, they revere them. And I guess the Cowsills put out a new album.
Oh, really?
Actually, it's pretty rocky, so it's really cool.
Interesting. 23 minutes past the hour. Why are we playing Hair coming out of that
what
break?
What the hell is the panel about?
Well, continuing with this day in history. Today, yes. 1968.
Well, don't sound so excited.
I'm a little tired and
a little still.
Like, wore out still, John. I'm sorry. Today, in 1968, Hair hit Broadway for the very first time.
Yeah.
And the big deal on that one was there was some nudity in that play.
More than that, there's a lot of things for 1968 that audiences would have considered problematic, but was a groundbreaking musical for the time. First rock and roll musical, I believe, too.
Yeah. Never saw the actual play.
No, I never did either.
But yeah, it was controversial for its time.
I've seen the movie a few times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Too many songs came out of that thing.
You don't like
too
it?
Ready.
Is it the Good Morning Starshine also? Was that
I
in that one?
I think so. I don't, yeah. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I believe that did come out of it. Yeah. That was a weird song.
It was.
For Harry Nilsson. Great singer, though.
No, it wasn't Nilsson, was it?
Wasn't it?
No.
Really?
It was, who did
Good Morning Starshine?
Who did Good Morning? Hey, Mr. Sleepy in there. Can you look on the internet? The internet ain't.
You're the one who's always scrolling on your computer when other people
asleep.
Are talking.
Well, I know. well, try it. It's a one name kid.
Oh, yeah.
Oliver?
Oliver.
Oliver.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking of something else. Okay.
All right.
Move forward there. Okay. Sam, onward and upward.
You were big into this news at the time because you told me before. Today in 1974, Richard Nixon released the Watergate tapes.
Yes, he did.
You followed the Watergate story pretty closely as it was developing.
Yes, I was obsessed with it all, and it just, I remember Nixon released them, and of course then it had the 18-minute gap.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah.
They had to explain why there was an 18-minute gap, and they had a picture of Rosemary Woods, and she was demonstrating how, you know, she had her leg out here, and she accidentally hit the recorder and erased the tapes, and it was just comical.
It's ridiculous.
It was just dumb, you know, Nixon erased him himself.
Right.
Didn't know
what
he was doing.
Yeah. Set the stage for the politics we're living in today.
They didn't have a razor blade.
No,
and
he didn't. No splicing tape.
They couldn't have
nothing.
Spliced that together a little.
Yeah.
We got some real recent history. Today in 2018, The Simpsons surpassed Gunsmoke as the longest-running scripted primetime TV show. Huh. You don't care about that at all, do you?
Gunsmoke was fun to watch.
Gunsmoke was a great show.
It was.
Doc and Festus. Miss Kitty.
A lot of little turns, yeah, Miss Kitty, we were worried about her.
Right. Yeah. And The Simpsons, I never thought The Simpsons would last this long.
Yeah.
It was a good show.
But it's still a good show.
Yeah.
They still have really good
actors. They've been beating a dead horse for 15, 20 years.
But they're not. And it's fresh.
Good, yeah.
Is it
good comedy.
Still?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got to check it out.
It's on one of the streaming services. I think it's on Disney now.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they own everything.
Got quite a few birthdays in the books today.
All right. Yeah, well, let's take a look at that.
William Randolph Hearst. Yeah, you don't.
No, you're not very.
What?
Sell it, man.
Well, all right.
Okay.
You want to hear these birthdays?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I know.
Okay. William Randolph Hearst was born on this day in 1863. Duke Ellington in 1899.
Oh, you got any Duke to play?
I've got some songs pulled up. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Willie Nelson shares a birthday today, 1933, and Jerry Seinfeld as well.
1954 for Jerry Seinfeld.
That's right.
You know, it's funny. I was just watching a few videos of Willie Nelson's son.
Oh yeah.
Who's playing a lot of the old Willie Nelson songs every once in a while. And he does an incredible job. Actually, sounds pretty much exactly like Willie Nelson.
Yes, he does.
In fact, he picks guitar very much like Willie Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess his other son also plays music. So
yeah. Two brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, isn't that amazing?
They're carrying on the legacy
they truly
of Willie
are.
Nelson.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else there, Sam? Is that it for the history book?
That's, I'm afraid, all that we've got today.
It happened on this day as if you cared.
Good deal.
By the way, I found the weather jingle.
Oh, did you?
I found the one. You remember the one that it allows you to fill in the blanks?
Yes.
Yeah, I found that.
Good.
I have
been looking for that for a couple of years.
Yes, so we'll have that pretty soon here on the show.
Excellent.
Everybody will tune in now. Just, set your calendars. Could happen any day.
Okay.
Oh, can I just mention this, too? Sunrise is really early now.
What is it?
5:53 this morning.
So according to your sunrise. Samsung WMDX watch?
Yes, the MDX watch. Let me see here. It is, sunset is at 7:56.
You know what that means?
7:56.
That means if somebody is listening to WMDX over AM, AM radio, who does that anymore?
No one.
I don't know.
It's on
they
earlier.
They can listen to part of the John and Gordy show.
Great.
Starting at 7:53 when we kick up to high power.
Excellent.
It's a big deal.
Wait a minute, that's when sunrise is?
5:53, but 2 hours after sunrise is when we actually kick up time.
Really? Is that what they do?
That's right. Yeah.
2 hours.
Okay. Waiting a little long.
Weird FCC rules.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
We should lodge a complaint at the FCC.
Yeah. After all these years, they care about AM radio.
Yes. Coming up shortly, in just about 20 minutes, we're going to be talking to Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society. And then in our next hour, we'll find out about Fair Wisconsin with Abigail Sweats. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay right there.
All right.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
This is grade A, weapons grade stupidity.
Just doing my civic duty, sir.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right
there. There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Yes. Yes, they are. And we have to cover it. Oh.
Duck and cover.
Yeah, there you go, duck and cover. Maybe we should have that as a kind of a theme to this as well.
We'll get to that, yeah. It's 6:35, kind of cloudy this morning. We had a little rain last night, but the storms stayed to the north. We'll find out more with Brittany Merlot in our next hour. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing that remains the same since they opened the doors back in 1958. They are still direct to consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Two locations in Madison, East Side and West Side. Just go online to verlo.com.
All right.
Okay. Idiocracy time.
100 days today
of Trump.
100. This is the big celebration. You know, the polls are out and he is underwater. You know, it's pretty much 55% disapprove and 39% approve. That's basically across the board.
That's worse
for almost
than his
all the surveys.
First term
polls.
Worse than his first term.
At this point. Yeah, and the amazing thing is now he wants an investigation of all of these media sources, all these polling places.
Mm.
Because there's something wrong, and he thinks it's a plot against him. Now, if there was ever a moment in time, my mega friends out there, if there was ever a moment in time, I think this will tell you everything you need to know. All right?
Okay.
I mean, we've been saying this guy's crazy. He's nuts. He's paranoid. Now, I think this kind of demonstrates that. If the polling places, all these different polling places, and there's usually two pollsters together, you know, it's NBC, whatever.
Wall Street Journal.
Yeah. So, I mean, all of these pollsters have come out with pretty much the same poll. And he wants to investigate now because he thinks there's a plot. They're plotting against him with these low polling numbers.
It's a conspiracy.
This has got to tell you something. Can you just wake up? Wake up, please. This is just, I don't know. You know, we've been talking about this, and it's always just a big conspiracy theory that the Democrats are creating, you know, to create, I don't know. These theories about, you know, that we want to destroy his character, and we've always wanted to go after him, and we've always been after Trump, and we've been trying to, you know, impeach him twice and all this stuff because we just don't like him.
Yeah,
it's not true. It's all his fault. It's him. please, it's him. Okay, anyway, let's move on to the actual first story here in Idiocracy. All right, it's Stephen Miller, the crazy guy, the Nazi-ish looking individual on the staff.
On the administration.
Well, yeah, you know, he's
the Wizard of Oz behind he's the guy behind the curtain. He's got him really running the show.
Pretty much so. Yeah. And he put out this post. It says here, I love this.
Yeah.
If you were an American falsely accused of wrongdoing on January 6th, it wasn't merely difficult to get due process, it was impossible. Anybody remember? I think they went through the courts and everything. they had representation.
Yeah.
But according to Stephen Miller, they didn't. It was impossible to get representation, have due process. The entire system was rigged against you, he says. All of it. These prosecuted Americans could only dream of the due process afforded illegal aliens. So there you go. See, I mean, he noticed. And we're trying to slip this by. You know, we prosecuted all those January 6 offenders.
It seemed like that took a couple of years.
It
to
seems
prosecute.
Like it. Yes. Yeah, so yeah.
They must have had some due process.
No, they raced
really?
Them right through.
It was no due process.
As Stephen says, it's impossible to get representation, due process.
Why don't the three of us head to D.C. and try and raid the Capitol on our own and see if we get due process? Maybe we can team up with, like, the ACLU or something and do a test case and see if we get due process. Like, apparently the January 6th people did not.
Well, that's true. Mm-hmm. An editor-in-chief of Midas Touch, Ron Flipkowski, wrote this. They had lawyers, trials. Most were given pretrial release, allowed to testify in their own defense, got discovery, could call witnesses, could cross-examine witnesses, could present mitigation at sentencing, and had a right to appeal. So, but I don't think that was enough. It was impossible for them to get the true, true due process they deserved. Mm. Whatever the hell that was. All right. Okay, this is crazy stuff, and I want you to get Katu 25 all set up here, okay?
All right.
Caroline Leavitt welcomed a new media source in their media pool, and it was Tim Pool. By, isn't that crazy, just how that happens?
That was the name?
Tim Pool. Fred prosecutors say Russia paid $400,000 a month to Tim Pool, an American media company, to push pro-Kremlin messages to social media influencer Benny Johnson, Dave Rubin, and Tim Pool. Now, here's Caroline Leavitt welcoming our $400,000 a month Russian asset to the new White House press pool. Let's listen.
We have an individual in our new media seat today. His name is Tim Pool. He's a political commentator and a media entrepreneur with millions of followers, a very big platform.
In Russia.
Currently hosts Timcast IRL, a daily news and discussions show, and The Culture War, a weekly podcast exploring cultural and political issues. His programs feature in-depth conversations on topics such as free speech, censorship, identity politics, and societal change, often engaging with a diverse range of guests. He's in Washington today because we are also hosting a local media row across the street in the Eisenhower Building, which is a testament to our commitment to bring new voices into the White House to cover the president and this administration. So, Tim, why don't you kick us off today?
Yeah, let's hear what you have to say.
Many of the news organizations that are represented in this room have marched in lockstep on false narratives, such as the Very Fine People hoax, the Covington smear, and now what's being called the Maryland Man hoax, where an MS-13 gang member adjudicated by two different judges, I believe, is just simply being referred to as a Maryland man over and over again. Now, in an effort from the White House to expand access to new companies, you've created this new media seat. So I'm wondering if you can comment on, following this expansion, you've had numerous outlets disparage the companies that you've had sit here, as well as the reporters.
I'm
wondering if you can comment
you,
on the unprofessional behavior, as well as elaborate if there's any plans to expand access to new companies.
Sure. Well, we certainly welcome diverse viewpoints in this room, which is one of the reasons we have you in here. And there's many new faces in this room.
And the multiple questions you had. And
We want to welcome all viewpoints.
We don't really want to welcome you at all. Oh, my God. Where was he?
What?
All over the map. But thank God we have him now as the press pool for the White House. Tim Miller, part of the Bulwark. Endures the juvenile antics, by the way, in this next cut from another Russian asset. I mentioned three of them, right? Benny Johnson, Dave Rubin, and Tim Pool. Well, this is about Dave Rubin, who also got $400,000 a month as a Russian asset and broadcast their message into the U.S. On social media. So anyway, Tim Miller joined a panel on Piers Morgan, uncensored, and it was about Representative Crockett's recent comments about Greg Abbott. You know, he has that wheelchair, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she called it Hot Wheels.
Oh, nice.
All right. Wow. So they were discussing the controversy over the Hot Wheels comment about Governor Abbott and Dave Rubin's comeback for taking Russian money. Oh, I love this. He accused Tim Miller of taking money from the state-owned MSNBC. Yeah, that was a comeback. Let's listen to cut 55 here, if you can. This is Dave Rubin and going at it with Tim Miller from The Bulwark.
I am missing cut 55, John.
Oh, wait, you are?
I am.
Wait a second. Isn't that in there?
Yeah, it must be in there. Do we have a cut 55
at
all?
We are missing cut 55, 53, 54, 56.
Oh, no. All right. Well, anyway.
Well,
somebody doesn't want us to hear this.
No. I think that was a plot by somebody somewhere. What, we got something going on here?
No.
All right.
Hang on a second. I think Jake Tapper has a comment on that.
Oh, he did.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire. Inside a train wreck.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. Thank
perfect.
You, Jake.
All right, Jake.
Bring
he's got it.
Into
knows,
perspective.
He knows. Yeah. But I did mention it, right?
Yes.
I mean, really, you know? His comeback, taking the $400,000 a month was, well, you're getting paid by state-owned MSNBC? Come on. Really? Seriously? That's what they think.
A bit of a reach.
That's what they think. Okay, 254. See if you can find 254.
254.
We should have a roulette wheel on this.
254. Cut 254.
Car. Okay. We're calling up to. All right. This is Saturday Night Live. And I think this is one of the great bits for our new economy. Do we have time for this? Three?
I think
three
we
minutes?
Do.
All right. This is the Saturday Night Live.
No, we don't.
Check to.
Unless you want to end it early.
Okay. Wait.
That was a hot mess. No. Inside a dumpster fire, inside a train wreck.
I'm just gonna try another one?
I'm going to go back home and go to sleep. All right. Well, let's get up 257. You think you can get to that number?
No, you can talk about other stories instead
I know.
Of just waiting for these cuts to show up. We do have 257, and it fits in time. Unless you keep gapping.
Okay, why don't we do that? Then this is the best Elon Musk protest yet. Everyone,
okay.
Let's listen to this.
This is the best thing I've seen all day. There was a pop-up protest against Elon Musk in Washington, D.C. today, where a group set up a booth and it reads, "Have Elon's next kid join Musk's Legion of Moms." They had posters around the area advertising this protest. They also had flyers. It comes from a group that identifies as UGenX. if you get the play on words. And on the back it says, Elon has fathered 14 kids with 4 women. To save civilization, he is determined to sire a legion of offspring. Sign an NDA, have this baby, and you will receive $15 million plus monthly child support if your lawyer can get it, plus more. Isn't it crazy how the Republicans claim to love the nuclear family, and then they support someone like Elon Musk, who has all these different kids with these different people, and then he doesn't even support his kids. Yeah. I'm a huge fan of protests like this. I love the ones that kind of get under Trump and Elon Musk's skin more than a normal one would.
There you go. Pretty good.
Who was
not,
that again?
Not bad. That was a web wisdom. Harry J. Sisson is the name of that fella who noticed that. Mm-hmm. I missed that booth, but have Elon's next kid? Hey, what the heck? You know, if you can get some money, why not?
Yeah, take the money and run. Yeah. Okay. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll be talking to Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society. She's standing by and tell us about some pets that are up for adoption. Stay right here on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy, trying to find somebody to love our pets today.
And it is 6:52. Temperatures are going to be falling today from a high this morning around 60 into the 50s this afternoon. And it is time for us to talk to the Dane County Humane Society. Lisa Bernard joins us this morning, this portion of the show, and this segment being brought to you by our friends at Serenity Pet Spa. And happy to have them as a partner in this regard. Good morning, Lisa. Watching
Good
you
morning.
On video here, you have a helper there at your desk. Who's that?
I do.
Who's that
kitty
cat?
So this is my cat. He's not available.
Okay.
He just decided that he wanted to help.
Yes. Yes, they're big helpers. My dog does the same exact thing. All right. Well, we have like 3 dogs this time, and Versi. Let's go to Versi first. There are a lot. All these are mixes, I believe. This is an Alaskan Husky Shepherd mix. Wow, what a combination!
Yes.
Nearly 100 pounds of pup. Really, puppy.
It just means more to love.
Yeah.
Right?
There you go.
So Versi is 6 years old. She is, even though she's a husky mix, she's very chill. She's very calm and quiet. She has very good leash manners. Mm-hmm. Not too interested in treats, but she loves receiving pets and will lay beside you when just so you could shower her with lots of pets. Mm-hmm. And she just likes hanging out with people. She does still have a playful side. She likes to play with her toys, especially tennis balls. She's house trained. We've been told that she's good with the vet and groomer. She can get a little overexcited seeing other dogs and doesn't want to share things with them, which is why she's looking for a house that doesn't have any other dogs.
All right. Well, that seems a common characteristic. Mm-hmm. You know, who wants to share your home, your new home? So I get that. I see you have a picture here. No one could see it, but it's Versi with her tennis ball. That's so cute.
Yes. Yes. And she's all black except for a little patch of white on her front. And it's hard to see in the photo. Sorry, she kept looking away, but she does have the piercing blue eyes of a husky.
Yes.
So she's really pretty.
All right.
Now, she's a member of the Dane County Humane Society's Lonely Hearts Club, so her adoption fee is a little bit reduced, correct?
Yep. She's been, her adoption fee's been reduced to $200.
Okay. Now you have the next dog up here is a 10-year-old German Shepherd mix, Leah, I believe, right?
Leah, either way, she's going to be your princess. So, she's looking. She's looking for a new best friend. She loves exploring the outdoors, and she does chase squirrels a lot and rabbits. She's lived with other dogs and has done well, especially after proper slow introductions. She enjoys hanging out with kids a lot because she used to be a dog nanny to her in her previous home. She grew up with a child there and loves sleeping at the end of his bed.
Wow.
And she's, even though she's a senior, she still has lots of energy. She likes to run around and play. She knows sit, stay, shake, lie down. And she's even figured out how to open the doors if they have a lever handle.
Beautiful.
So be careful.
Is that good?
Well, that's cute. That's wonderful. And sounds like a very nice pet for a family with children. Mm-hmm. That's great stuff. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Lisa.
She is looking for a home without small critters just because she likes to chase rabbits and squirrels so much.
Okay. And then finally, you have one more dog here, Scooter. Tell us about Scooter.
Scooter is very sweet as well. He's a 9-year-old Shih Tzu. He was surrendered to us because his family was dealing with some health issues. He's only lived with adults. He has lived with a cat and just ignored the cat. He's looking for a best friend as well because he loves having a person who's going to just give him pets and who he can then lay near. He also likes a lot of treats, and his favorite is the occasional pizza crust.
Oh, that's nice.
Just the occasional pizza crust. Okay.
Yes, the occasional. So he is sporting a new hairdo right now because his fur was pretty matted, so we had to shave his white and silver locks. But it's going to grow back, and he's super sweet. He sleeps a lot. He's pretty low-key with that. He does have some dry eye issues that's chronic that he's on medication for. So we are going to send home some medication for him for that for a short period. And then he does occasionally get ear infections, so you do have to watch out with that. But if you're just looking for a guy who wants to take a snooze next to you, he's your man.
All right.
Okay. And now, Lisa, if people want to find out more, what's the best way to contact the Dane County Humane Society?
You can go to our website at giftshelter.org, or you could stop by our adoption center later today. It opens at 2 p.m. on Tuesdays. And it's open until 7, and you could pop in and meet them. There is a wait list that people normally get on. It's kind of like having a ticket. So, but
very good.
It's also, you can learn more about them.
And we just have less than a minute left. You mentioned before we went on the air here, you have some openings still for your summer camp, right?
Yes, we do. Camp Paw Print and Camp Wildside for children. And youths. Camp Paw Print does have 4 weeks that are filled, so got to get in there really
quick. Time to sign up. Lisa Bernard, Dane County Humane Society, thanks for joining us. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up next hour, we're going to be listening to the big 60 Minutes drop. Boy, there was some news there.
Yeah, definitely.
And also, another mom has been caught and almost deported. We'll find out more.
And we'll talk to Abigail Sweats from Fair, Wisconsin, all coming up on John and Gordy. Yeah.
The John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.